President Joe Biden making his address to Congress during his first 100 days in office, declaring that America is rising anew, calling for an expansion of federal programs to drive the economy past the pandemic and broadly extend the social safety net on a scale not seen in decades. Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have our political analyst, John Creed. Thanks so much for joining us. And what was your takeaway from the speech last night?
Where's the money coming from? The estimate, Christine, is that what he proposed last night will cost somewhere between $1.8 and $4 trillion, and it was going to be spent over the next 8 years.
Let me play you a cut what he said.
How do we pay for my jobs and family plan? I will not impose any tax increase on people making less than $400,000. But it's time for corporate America and the wealthiest 1% of Americans to just begin to pay their fair share.
That was his comment about how to pay. Again, a little bit vague. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think what he doesn't look at is that if somebody's going to be taxed, then they're going to take it out in other ways. They're either going to charge more for the product or they're going to lay off people. But they're not going to change their bottom line.
And what about talking about some of the other issues? He talked about a blue-collar blueprint. He talked about paying for a child care. And also, was it free tuition at all community colleges for the first 2 years?
That is what he implied. And that also, the child care also has a price tag for it for families. It's certainly the left that were hoping that he would be more to the left than he has been in all his years as the vice president and senator. He made them very happy last night.
Did that surprise you? Because he always struck me as a more moderate Democrat.
Well, and also during the campaign, he talked about working with the Republicans. He did mention that also that he's willing to listen to ideas from the other side. But so far in his first, I guess today's the 100th day, they haven't seen that too much. And people have to look at this. You can't give everything to people. Somebody has to pay for it.
What I'm not clear on is they talk about 400,000. Is it individuals? Is it families? Is that gross income? Because you think about...
When it was first said, Christine, it seemed to be 400,000 a family. But last night, he indicated 400,000 an individual. So if some families were both are bringing in pretty good money, they're going to pay taxes.
What about all the independent businesses, if they're talking about gross income, if you're talking about plumbers, carpenters, construction companies where their gross income is more than that, are they going to be made to pay?
Well, I mean, the Republicans would say yes, the Democrats would say no. But the only thing I can say to people, there's no free lunch. Sooner or later, we're going to see inflation, and we're just there's not enough money. There's not enough in the 1% to pay for the other 99%. It's just the arithmetic doesn't work.
We'll check in with you later. And again, thank you for joining us this morning. That's our political analyst, John Creed. We'll be back with more right after this.